are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. Wherever you are listening to this international broadcast, this is Alvin A. Craig. We trust that you'll stay with us. We're opening the musical part of our service with the choir singing for us, He Set Me Free. Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious people today. We're trusting that wherever our broadcast is being heard, the Holy Spirit will be present to make it a blessing to the listener. We pray, our Father, for our congregation. We know that there are needs, physical needs and otherwise, and we know that you are a God of love, and we know that you care for each and to every one, for you've told us to cast all of our care upon you. So minister to our congregation today, and take this broadcast and make it a blessing to souls. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly love, bless all that could help me. I was astray. And alone, I looked above, my burdens all left me. Now I can say, heaven's my home. Heavenly love, love of my Savior, lifting above, for it's my sword and shield, giving me light in darkness of night. So often o'ertake me, burdens of life. taken care. Heavenly love will never forsake me, filling my need. Jesus is there. Heavenly love,
heavenly love,
the love of my
love,
Lord,
of my Savior,
lifting up,
lifting above,
for is my sword and shield, giving me light in darkness of night.
Heavenly love.
Our thoughts today, standing fast in the liberty of Christ. And our text of Scripture is Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. The book of Galatians has been called the Magna Carta of Christian liberty, a document or piece of legislation that serves as a guarantee of basic rights. The liberty we have in Christ is precious indeed. Let us stand fast in it. What does the liberty include? Freedom from the old covenant, often called the law of Moses. This is one of Paul's main concerns in this epistle of Galatians, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by faith of Christ and not by the works of the law, shall no flesh be justified. That's Galatians chapter 2 and verse 16. Later in this book of Galatians, Paul gives us a parable or a writing or reading in regard to the two women and the two sons of Abraham. Hagar and her son Ishmael is typified as the old covenant, and Sarah and her son Isaac are typified as the new covenant. And as you know, in reading this book, that Sarah, after Isaac was born and Ishmael made fun of him, Sarah demanded that Abraham send her away. And the Lord told him to obey Sarah. And Paul goes on to say that we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. In other words, we are not under the old covenant, which Hagar and her son represented, but we are under the new covenant, which Sarah and her son Isaac represented. So we are free from the old covenant in Christ. Paul wrote to the Romans about this as well. Wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that you should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God. Romans chapter 7 and verse 4. Paul is saying you must die to bring forth fruit to God. You must die to sin You must die to the old covenant law that you be married to Christ. You could not be married to both. No, God would forbid that. So the meeting in Jerusalem that we read about in the book of Acts was in part dealing with this very thought. They were those who insisted on continuing to require circumcision even for the Gentiles. And they went up to Jerusalem and had a council there, and it was decided among the elders that it was not necessary, that circumcision was not required. And so they there, in effect, said, we are not under the old covenant, but we are under the new. We have freedom from the old covenant. Now we also have freedom from the bondage of sin. And I do emphasize that word bondage, because sin is indeed bondage. The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ came to open the prison house. So sin is bondage indeed. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit in Christ Jesus have made us free from the law of sin and death. So we read in Romans chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. Jesus also spoke of our freedom from sin. Let us notice John chapter 8, beginning with verse 31. If ye continue in my words, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Many times, only part of what Jesus said here is quoted. If you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. But we need to take the first part of that along with the latter part. If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Dropping down to verse 36 of John 8, we read where Jesus said, if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. And what he was talking about being free from was sin. And Jesus Christ came to set the captive free. He came to open the prison and to give us a pardon so that we could be free from sin. The Bible teaches us that God forgives us, wipes our sins out of his remembrance, to remember them against us forever no more. In fact, the Scriptures teach us that God would remove our sins from us as far as the east is from the west. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Now we are free from the traditions of men. Jesus Christ rebuked the Pharisees again and again because of their traditions. They accused them of breaking the law by the disciples eating some grain that they had gathered without first washing their hands. And Jesus asked them, why do you break the commandments of God with your traditions? It was not sinful or wrong for the disciples to eat some grain without washing their hands, but it was wrong for the Pharisees to break the commandments of God with their traditions. You observe days and months and times and years. I am afraid of you, lest I have bestowed upon you labor in vain. That's Paul again in Galatians chapter 4. And verse 10, the Pharisees asked Jesus about his disciples, why walk ye not after the traditions of men? But again, they were not bound by the traditions of men. Man shall not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Full well you reject the commandments of God, that you may keep your own traditions. So we read in Mark chapter 7. We are speaking of the traditions of men that causes one to disregard the Word of God. We're not talking about the Word of God and the teachings of the Word of God. No, that's what we need to do, is to obey it. If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So we're not talking about disregarding the word of God. We're talking about being free from the traditions of men. There are traditions that are good, yes. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or of our epistle. So we read in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 15. So there are traditions that are all right, but no tradition is all right if it causes you to transgress the word of God. Traditions should not be taught as Bible doctrine. I repeat, traditions should not be taught as Bible doctrine. And if you have a personal tradition or personal conviction, live it, but do not try to bind it on others. Now, we are also free from the flesh. He that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. They that live after the flesh shall die, but they who through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, they shall live. Again, Galatians chapter 6 and verse 8, he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. In chapter 5, Paul lists a number of the works of the flesh, and he says, they that do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. That's Galatians 5:21. And so we are not to follow the flesh and live after the flesh, adultery, fornication, lasciviousness, and lust, and all those different things that Paul mentions here in Galatians 5. They which do such things, Paul said, shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now we read in verse 23 that they that are after Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts thereof. For also verse 24 of Galatians 5. Now we are to stand fast in our liberty in the law of Christ. If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. All the law of Christ, given by the inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. The word of God was inspired by God, and we are to live by the word. James said we should be doers of the word and not hearers only. So all the law of Christ is given by inspiration of the Spirit and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. It was the death of the Son of God that brought in the new covenant. It is the blood of Christ that frees us from the bondage of sin. And it is the grace of God that enables us to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. For we read in Titus chapter 2 and verses 11 and 12, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. So we are to live in the liberty and freedom of the law of Christ. Now, next, in our liberty in Christ, We should follow the leadings of the Holy Spirit. We must not use our liberty as an occasion for the flesh. Brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. That's Galatians chapter 5 and verse 13. So we are to stand fast in the liberty, and we are to follow the leadings of the Spirit of God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now, our best weapons against the flesh is to follow the Spirit. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other. But if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. So we read in Galatians chapter 5, verses 16, 17, and 18. Now, beloved, the Spirit of God is the Spirit of truth, and the Spirit of God will never lead us wrong. Jesus said, whenever, in regard to the Spirit, whenever He is come, He will lead you and guide you into all truth. Jesus also told the disciples that whenever the Spirit of God was come upon them, they would be witnesses, they would have power to be witnesses for Him in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and under the uttermost parts of the earth. And we could use that statement there, Jerusalem being home, the Samaria being the neighborhood, and then Jesus goes on to say, unto the uttermost parts of the earth. So whenever the Spirit of God comes upon us, comes into our heart and sanctifying power, He gives us power to live a godly life and be a witness for Him. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Our best weapon, I say, against the flesh is to follow the leadings of the Spirit of God. The liberty we enjoy in Christ is a great blessing indeed. Freedom from the law of the old covenant, freedom from the bondage of sin, freedom from the traditions of men, freedom from the lust of the flesh, freedom to live for Christ and obey His word. What a wonderful freedom this is. And remember, it was purchased for us by the shed blood of the Son of God. Yes, Jesus Christ came into this world to set the captive free. And whom the Son makes free is free indeed. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You for the privilege of sharing this message with this precious people today. We're trusting the Holy Spirit will convey it to hearts and make it a blessing to souls, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Once I was bound by sin's falling fetters, sin like a slave by struggle in vain, but I received a glorious freedom when Jesus broke my fetters in twain. Glorious freedom, wonderful freedom, no more in chains.
thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We trust that it has proven to be a blessing. It would be an encouragement to us if you'd write and let us know. Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. On our webpage, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine, or you can listen to another broadcast or repeat one that you might have missed, or if you'd like to hear one over, we have an archive of our magazine and also an archive of our broadcasts. And we also invite you to be with us in our services. Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, our evening service at 6, and our midweek service Wednesday evening at 7. And our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now we invite you to be with us next week for another Way of Truth broadcast.
Would you flee from sin and serve?